a circle of white deck chairs. The bar looks out on a circle of white deck chairs like a Fitzgerald novel waiting for its characters. My white wine, crisp Pinot, tastes like a mouthful of silver. The tablecloth is whiter than the chairs, and the napkins have pink orchids dabbed across the linen. So this is the way the indolents spend the lateness of their afternoons, sipping the view, painting the air white as a turtle's egg. Too hot to sit outside, otherwise I'd fill the lawn with the hum of my breath, quietly playing center of attention. In my story, a lone priest sits at a white wrought iron table, writing in a notebook with sin black covers. He's the only person in the garden and is therefore bold. He lets the breeze comb through his wiry gray hair. The plan is to describe a world of pure spirit before flesh stirs its shadow cells. He doesn't know he's being watched by someone who is making up his every move. Alone with God, in spite of God, he's not sure which. His wine tastes like amber beads in a rosary. He's careful not to swallow his words, spill them on a blank page, spelling out the various ways a man will work a common day into chance and fancy. It wouldn't be worth the effort it takes to leap a metaphor if I didn't create a woman for both the priest and me to puzzle over. Manipulator that I am, I raise the heat, the late afternoon sun pink as a plate of smoked salmon. What else can she do but crumple her paleness into one of those empty chairs, dangle her fingers over the almost burning grass? She is weak with having just been imagined, hasn't yet had the opportunity of wrinkles or rumors or too much to drink. In fact, the bar doesn't even exist anymore, and the priest has disappeared into his immaculate intentions. All that's left is a deck chair and the shadow of a story hovering over the white wood.